am the Dean, and this is the Dean Show. I am superior to you, and you suck. I am the Dean. I am better than you. You are listening to my show because I am so awesome. La 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 la. Awesome, awesome. La 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 la. I am the Dean. You are not. You will listen, or I will smite you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode dose of the Dean Show. It may not be evening where you are, but it's always evening in the land of the Dean. I am, of course, the Dean, your host. And it's time to get straight into Dean's thoughts on the wrestling. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, so first of all, starting with the main things from the Raw, they were as follows. The best thing is, of course, Santino Marella, you know, with his crazy Mario Italian type of gimmick, and then Dolph Ziggler comes up to do the handshaking, you know, and try to impress the girls, and Santino got jealous, and he said something like, "Oh, those are impressive abs, but mine are better. You just can't see because I'm wearing this awesome t-shirt," or something of that nature, and it was pretty cool. So that was hilarious. Another thing was next member of the Hall of Fame announced, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. I mean, I've never seen this guy wrestle. To be honest, I'm not old enough for that. But as soon as I saw the video, I said, yep, that's the Steamboat, and I was right. And the guy was awesome. He had a really good promo with Jericho, a little bit similar to the one with Piper. Same ending, Jericho beats him up, but it was a really, really good promo. This was pleasing to the Dean, okay? This promo, pleasing to the Dean, and so that makes it good, because I like the dialogue, I like the little anecdotes about Steamboat signing an autograph for Jericho years ago. I thought it was awesome. Okay, the next thing is, the thing I noticed, 3 sledgehammers appeared on this show, all of them were taped. Now, in the years I've been watching wrestling, I don't think I've ever seen a taped sledgehammer, and then 3 show up in one night. Way to break it in, you know, gently there, nice and subtle there, WWE, great job on that, just like a million things all at once. Okay, but another really interesting thing, Jamie Noble Boy. God love this guy. Jamie Noble Boy. Obviously, I was kind of worried that this guy was just going to get buried, but he actually seems to be getting buried, but with a gimmick. I don't know if they're actually going to use him on WrestleMania, but he wants to get to WrestleMania, so he's got this gimmick now they give him. The good thing about this is that they've actually, he'll come out, he'll say, you know, I want to last longer than Chavo did at WrestleMania, and he got squashed by Kane. Then this week he wanted to last longer than last week, and he actually had a little clock appear. And once I saw the clock, I knew this is going to have a good result then, this is going to go somewhere eventually. So that was really, really good. And the last thing I want to mention from Raw, because, you know, nothing else was actually important enough for the Dean to mention, so the last thing that was worthy of the time of the Dean was the Money in the Bank qualifier, Miz and Morrison, Tag Team Champions, against each other, and CM Punk, triple threat. Now, really disappointed that Punk won. I mean, I like Punk, but John Morrison is awesome. Just look at that guy's hair, okay? That says enough. No, but seriously, this guy, he's a great wrestler. I really wanted Morrison to be in Money in the Bank. I don't know what they're going to do with that, but I have a plan for Money in the Bank, okay? Winner, the Brian Kendrick. How does that sound? The Brian Kendrick wins Money in the Bank. I think that sounds awesome. Maybe someone like MVP or something, but that, I just don't want, you know, the same guys to keep winning it. You know, it's going to get a bit boring then, really. But Money in the Bank is always a good match. A great kind of 6, 7, or 8-man ladder match. We're trying to grab that briefcase. God love that. It usually goes down pretty well. Now, I just watched ECW. ECW this week, pretty interesting. Okay, 3 things of note. One was that Tyson Kidd impressed me once again. Okay, he did a little bits I didn't like. He kept doing, like, the elbow to the face and kicking the guy, and it wasn't particularly exciting, but he does do some nice wrestling, technical wrestling in there that I enjoy. His finisher, though, springboard elbow drop, I like it. It's bizarre for a finisher in the WWE. It is pleasing to the Dean, but when you think about it, you know, is it really a good finisher. You need to judge your finisher on whether or not it's worthy of beating someone like Triple H. You know, would he job to that move? No, it's just not going to happen, okay? The Dean is telling you no, and the Dean is right. Because he is superior to you. So you will agree with the me. Now then. The next interesting thing, I mean, the two best matches of the week happened on ECW. One, Jack Swagger versus Christian. I know this got a lot of good things on the internet as well. People like this. This was a great match. It was, I was actually confused at first. I thought they meant the last time these guys fought, and that was, you know, passable. But this was a really good match. Halfway through, they had the kind of finishing end, where they go through the series of finish reversals. You thought it was going to end. Then it didn't. It went on and on. Some good moves. Christian did a really nice, like a springboard twist. Is it a springboard? And then kind of turned and rolled over into a sunset flip, which, you know, got totally undersold as, wow, look at that move! You know, learn the names of these moves, please, WWE commentators, or I will smite you! Yeah, but basically, you know, apart from that, it went on to be an even better match. Great series of finish reversals at the end, and the All-American-American, Jack Swagger, Red, White, and Blue Thunderbomb, and retained his title. But it was a really good match, and it was pleasing to the Dean. And if it's pleasing to the Dean, that makes it awesome, and it had better be pleasing to you. Or I'll have Thaddeus fill in the smiting papers, and we'll just go smite you. Okay, that's what's gonna happen, smitten by the Dean. Now, another great thing that happened in wrestling this week was they announced the next theme tune for WrestleMania. Now, as I said last week, you know, AC/DC Shoot to Thrill was announced as a theme tune. I assumed they were going to sing it live. Then I forgot that they usually have like two or three theme tunes, so I don't know if any of them or will be sung live or which one it will be. Doesn't really matter in the end, though, because they announced the next one, AC/DC War Machines. They're going to get all the theme tunes, that's all. You know, they need to put in another one. I'm going to recommend Breaking the Rules. That's a nice little song. I would recommend other one, better ones, like Rock and Roll Singer, but that has Black and Back in Black or something like that, but they don't really fit into the WrestleMania you know, situation. It's about rock and roll or something, you know. It doesn't work. Even the Dean can't make that happen, as much as he may try. Thaddeus, what does it take to get a cup of tea here in the temple? Get to work on that, please. Okay. Yeah, speaking of AC/DC, though, I picked up AC/DC Live Rock Band. You know what? This was a really, really good game. I mean, I did easy, I did medium, struggling with hard. I just got 95% on Thunderstruck, which is the first song. It's a really hard one. I got 95% on it, and I was just like, ah, so close to the end. The Dean was frustrated. The Dean was close to smiting that game, throwing the Xbox out the window, you know, just smitten everything. The temple is, like, on fire and craziness, but I didn't do that. Because I need to live in the temple. But yeah, basically, this is actually a really good game. I'm enjoying it. I got it for the Rock Band. I only got a guitar. I didn't get anything else. And I only got the AC/DC song pack. I don't want any other Rock Band going on in there. Because there's no need for it, you know. That's it. AC/DC. The only band that you need. Until, of course, Guitar Hero Trapdoor comes out. I'm still waiting for that one. But we'll see how that goes. Persona 4 should be arriving for me soon, actually. I pre-ordered that, so we'll see when that arrives. Persona 4. I mean, no one seems to have heard of this game. Persona 4, it's a PS2 exclusive. It's going to be like a really bad JRPG type of scenario, and it's like, hey, you can't fight those monsters until you do your homework. We'll see how that goes. There's another game coming out, I believe, today. And it's called, like, One Shanbara, like, Samurai Bikini Warriors, or Zombie Slasher, or something crazy like that. I've heard that it was really bad, and it got, like, a 3.0 review, and it's, you know, bad. The Dean actually wants it, okay? Because even though everyone else might think it's bad, if you're just gonna walk around and it's really easy and you just kill zombies a lot, this is pleasing to the Dean. Pleasing to the Dean! Yes, thank you for that tea, Thaddeus. Next time, be quicker, or I will smite you. Yeah. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Jakara, my favorite wrestling promotion. Real quick, because, you know, I heard the show, if the airplane gets snowed in, put your bloody skis on and get going. That was related to two sets of shows. That was two shows, that was one of them. I heard it was really, really good. The other, I'm going to have to I wasn't going to buy either of their February shows so that I can save up for all three nights of King of Trios in March, but I'm going to have to buy that. Yeah, if you don't know, King of Trios in March, it's like their huge, big event. It's like King of Trios! Biggest wrestling tournament of ever. You know, last year, this year's a slightly smaller, but it's still the biggest wrestling tournament on the planet, really. And well, I don't know, but it's really, really good. King of Trios, everyone. Best Jakara thing ever. I'm going to go out on a limb and predict my winner for King of Trios. The Masters of 1,000 Holds, Mike Quackenbush, Jorge Sky de Rivera, and Johnny Saint. They'll probably not win, but it's my prediction. Make it happen. The Dean wants it to happen, so it had better happen. Not that wrestling is fixed or anything, you know. We just see who wins on the day. Yeah, speaking of wrestling, though, I was in the feature in a local newspaper, Le Star, Dulster. I appeared kind of in the background on a photograph for my wrestling club that I attend. So that was pretty cool, the Dean in the newspaper. That's a very rare occurrence. So yeah, that makes me better than you. Superiority is a great thing. Hold on whilst I sip my tea. Yeah, so superiority is a great thing, and yeah. So I've been wrestling, and interesting this week, the guy said to me, he saw me reach for an enormous length of tissue, and he said, "Have you got a cold?" And I said, "Yes, always." He said, "Yes, you've had a cold since you came here." It's like 4 months ago, I just permanently got a cold. What he didn't know is that for about a week, my cold began to go away, then I caught an entirely different cold. Because despite my complete awesomeness and superiority, and I am actually superior to you, scum, you know, but despite that, the Dean actually allows himself to catch a cold. Because I don't want to seem too superior. I've got to allow things like colds to happen, you know, and then I'm a down to earth kind of guy, you know. Really, I am. So let's get back to the other match from ECW that I said was one of the best matches of the week. Tommy Dreamer. I mean, I was like, oh no, please don't make Tommy Dreamer lose to, you know, what, Paul Burchill. This guy's a joke. Don't make Dreamer lose to him. And he didn't. Dreamer won. I'm sad that he needed a boogeyman distraction to win. But he won nonetheless. And that's completely awesome. Dreamer over with the DDT. I love Tommy Dreamer, and I was like screaming and cheering at the TV right here in the Temple Television Lounge. I was very happy with that. Dreamer won, and yeah, I love this. This is great. That makes ECW like the best thing ever. Okay, great title match, and the Dreamer winning. I'm ending that kind of losing streak. I don't know what they're gonna do with him now, though. Hopefully he won't get future endeavored. You know, that'd be horrible. That'd be his concerns on the release of Tommy Dreamer. He really wishes Tommy Dreamer all the best in his future endeavors. But what can you do? The saddest, that was the happiest thing in wrestling this week. The saddest thing was actually another podcast I listened to, Smart Wrestling Fan. After 3.5 years, one of the hosts, Wiggly, retired from that show. So that was the saddest thing in wrestling this week. But yeah, we'll just see how that show progresses anyway. Listenership for this show, though, was quite good last week, actually. We got quite a few downloads, and I'm really happy with that. So if you want the show, you know, we've got deanshow.blogspot.com, feeds2.feedburner.com/thedeanshow, and blueberrywithnoes.com/thedean. And we're working on iTunes, you know. We're also in the PodSafe Music Network, and we signed up to that. Well, Thaddeus did. I, of course, am so superior that I don't have to sign up for manual tasks like, you know, signing up to things, and Thaddeus does that for me. Or Falafel, Bubble Junk's Gerbil. Thaddeus is servant there. Okay. I believe it is now time for a message from our new sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by Joe's Albino Pet Shop Supplies. Because to get real advertising, you have to have a decent podcast.
And that was a message from our new sponsor, Joe's Albino Pet Shop Supplies, where there is a fire at one end and a fool at the other. That may not appear to make any sense to you, but it doesn't matter because I am the Dean and I will smite you if you disagree. Okay. You know what? I'm gonna just go a little bit off topic, but I don't know if you ever heard of, you know, before I get back to any more wrestling, but you ever hear of this guy Mussolini? I don't know, but Mussolini. He's this like guy in history. Hitler copied everything from him. Hitler's a really bad man. Trust me on that one, kids. No era bueno el Hitler. Oh, but Mussolini was awesome because he was like the kind of he was like a dictator, but he wasn't really, and everything he did was just bad. And he'll say like, you know, he didn't invade places because he wanted resources from them. He just invaded. He's like, if I invade some places, I'll look really good. I'm gonna invade Albania, even though I already control it. I'm gonna invade it anyway, and that'll look awesome because I invaded a place. You know, or I'm angry, I'm gonna invade Corfu. Not all of Greece, just Corfu. or you know, he left the king in power so that the dictator got fired. How awesome is that? Future endeavored, Mussolini. It's just awesome because the guy's just such a joke. That's enough about dictators, though. I can assure you. The Dean does not need any more on dictators. Okay. So what do we need to talk about now? What else is important in wrestling? Obviously, the upcoming WrestleMania happening. Legitimately, I think the card is quite clearly going to be Triple H and Randy Orton fighting, and Edge and Cena fighting. I think I mentioned that last week. What else is going to be the ECW match? I want Tommy Dreamer to get that spot against Jack Swagger. We'll see how that goes. Dreamer deserves it. I just enjoyed hearing that so much this week. You know, here is your winner, Tommy Dreamer. Loved that so much. So hopefully he'll get a WrestleMania spot. Since Miz and Morrison, I think they need to have a tag title match of some sort. I don't know. But they're going to have that unification match on SmackDown. I will record a little extension to the show later, like last week on SmackDown, when I've watched it, but I haven't quite got that far yet. You know, even the Dean can't travel forward through time. Well, he can, just not for things that aren't important, such as wrestling. Only to have important things like tea. We had some feedback last week. Some type of mischievous character by the name of Scrat, telling me that I misused the word smitten. Apparently the Dean is grammar not up to scratch. Smitten, to be smitten by someone means that you're in love with them. Yes, that is a true definition of smitten. However, I pointed out that smitten is also the past tense of smite. This person said it was in fact smote is the past tense of smite. I'm not sure about that. Possibly. But I think smote would be like the preterite tense, and then smitten would be like the perfect tense, you know. I don't know, maybe it's something crazy like the pluperfect subjunctive tense, but oh well, what can you do? But speaking of, like, you know, tense and language in general, we're going to have someone who speaks a different language on the show for our third landmark milestone episode, Trace! My good friend Jorge will be joining us on the show. That's Jorge on the show next week, episode Trace. And we'll hear from him and see what he has to say. And I'm working on having another guest, possibly for episode 5. See how that goes. Thinko episodo thinko el guesto. Yeah. And now it's time for my WrestleMania fantasy booking. This is what I think should happen at WrestleMania. Okay? Tag team tournament open thing. So you got like Miz and Morrison, Primo and Carlito, Jesse and Festivus, Festus or whatever. Like, do they even exist? I don't know. You got like some Crime Time, and what other tag teams are in WWE? I don't know. Like Hawkins and Ryder, if they're still there, some type of thing. Get these guys, and then you have like other teams. So then now they're not going to go to their rivals, TNA. Well, they're not really. They're like they're the biggest thing they have, closest thing they have to a rival. Apart from the Dean, because I can just smite them all in an instant. But they have, like, Los Ice Creams and Cheech and Cloudy, and, you know, some guys from the Colony or the Assyrian Portal, and all these great teams from Jakara, you know, put those guys in there. The Super Smash Brothers, players Uno and Dos. If you don't know about these guys, player Uno, he wears, well, he did until he stopped wearing it recently, because Dos told him to, but he wore, like, he's called the 8-Bit Luchador, and he has, like, a pause button, and then you pause him, and he has to stop, and then you, like, pin him. But when you can do damage to him, and then once you unpause him, the damage takes effect. And I even saw him get controlled with, an NES, I believe it was, controller once. So that was pretty cool. And Player Dose is, he has, like, a cartridge slot. You stick in, like, some type of fighting game, like Street Fighter or something, and then he starts doing all the Street Fighter moves. And their finisher is called Pac-Man Fever. I love the Pac-Man, you know, it's just like an awesome game, Pac-Man. Best game ever, apart from AC/DC Live Rock Band. Pac-Man. But anyway. Yeah, so you got all these Jakara guys in there, and that would be just an awesome match. Contested under Lucha rules, of course. But it's like an elimination type of thing. I would love this, you know, to be at WrestleMania. But someone told me that I don't like anything that isn't Jakara. You know, that's not entirely true. And if you try to suggest something about the Dean again, I will have you smitten. Yeah? Smite you. Will happen. Prepare. Okay, so, yeah. The next, thing I want to do before, I've got to watch SmackDown still, so the last thing I'm going to mention today, just in case I forget to do it tomorrow, is to thank everyone, because people have been working very hard. Robo and Logicon are both working very hard over the last week to make the first episode get put up, get it edited by Logicon, adding in some little sound things and bits, and making the logo for the show. And, of course, Robo getting it all uploaded into all the various places, trying to set up an iTunes thing. Logicon set up the PodSafe thing. These guys all doing lots of great stuff to get this uploaded. And I also created a Facebook group for the Dean Show, so if you're on Facebook, you can check that out on there as well. And then we'll be able to finish with SmackDown and the Word of the Week. Okay? In fact, I'm going to do the Word of the Week now, and then I'll just have to do SmackDown tomorrow, because I wouldn't want to forget and deny you people your Word of the Week. It is, of course, scum, i.e. all of you, because you're inferior to the Dean. Complaints about the fact that my word of week is the same as last week will result in you being smitten or perhaps destroyed by the Dean. Okay, so this is now tomorrow, and I'm going to just put the finishing touches on the podcast before I get into the SmackDown, which I have watched. The Dean has some news that he's picked up throughout the week. Two pieces. Number one, Colt Cabana has been released, future endeavored, and so that's why he got beat by Omega last week. If you remember, I said, you know, they should have let him win. I suppose you're not going to let him win if you're going to fire him next week. The second piece of news involves an old man, former wrestler called Vern Gagne, who pushed an old, like, 80-year-old guy down the stairs and killed him. You know what? The guy was called Helmut Gutman. I would have pushed him down the stairs too. I'm just saying. With a name like that. Okay, so looking at SmackDown, couple of things. The main thing I think was probably the Hardy Boys match. Didn't happen, so that kind of sucked. But it was supposed to be a good match, and it will be a good match when it happens, most likely at WrestleMania. Matt versus Jeff. Matt is, of course, right when he said that Jeff is the better wrestler. Jeff admitted that himself, I read in WWE Magazine once. So hopefully that'll turn out as like a good match in the end. Though I like the story, and I like where it's going. The other thing is the US title match. MVP wants his title back from Shelton Benjamin. However, Chavo Guerrero is now in the mix, and it's going to probably be a triple threat. That makes me really unhappy, because Chavo Guerrero sucks, and I don't like him, and I think that we need to keep this as a singles match. But, you know, WWE, they make a point of doing the exact opposite of what I want. I think it amuses them. Okay, before I finish up, the other main thing that happened on SmackDown was the tag team title unification type of match. Well, it would have been a unification had Miz and Morrison won, which they did not. This makes me very angry. The Dean is not happy. This was not worthy of the time of the Dean. I'm about to go to SmackDown, smite everyone there. Okay? Because this is very angry at the moment, because Miz and Morrison were supposed to win against the Carlito and Primo, then they have both tag titles, two slammies, and they're supposed to take the Bellas, and the Bella Twins, and then they have everything, and Miz and Morrison are awesome, and it's really good. Instead, what happened? Carlito and Primo won, and hopefully this is going to lead to a unification match again, maybe at Mania, and they will win eventually, and hopefully they'll take the girls as well. because then and then they need to pick up other titles as well, single titles, because these guys need to be like, you know, these guys need to be covered in gold, because I would enjoy that. Okay, a couple things to mention. I found out today that the Dean Show is officially up on iTunes. Search for it. We're on iTunes. It's there. Okay, we're up there. So that's good. So yeah, I think I need to finish with a couple of plugs. And then we'll play a trapdoor song. I think I'm gonna go for Song of Love. But yeah, a couple of plugs. I need to plug Logic Connor's website. Connor, Conor, with one N in there, -robinson.co.uk, or c-13.co.uk. Plug that for him. Plug the smartwrestlingfan.com podcast and the Jakara podcast to go if you want to get up and get in on that Jakara goodness. Gotta love the Jakara. I'm just waiting for Revelation X DVD to arrive, because you can buy those from smartmarkvideo.com. And yeah, I think that's all the plugs. That's pretty much everything. Check out our Facebook group, check out our things and our stuff, download the podcast, subscribe, and then that's good for me. And tune in next week, or I will smite you. And of course, next week, special guest, Jorge. Gotta love Jorge. He will be on next week. Thaddeus, take us out of here. Stop the recording.
It's not too late.